This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers has been found mentally competent to proceed to trial. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Public defenders say the 24-year-old man accused of the 2021 mass shooting has shown signs of schizophrenia, and he has been hospitalized at the state mental health hospital since December 2021. After 20 months there and being forcibly medicated, he has shown improvement and was found by doctors able to assist in his own defense, should he proceed to trial. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's treasurer has joined six other state treasurers in opposing the merger between Kroger and Albertsons. CPR's Alejandro Alonso-Galvo reports Treasurer David Young signed a letter to the Federal Trade Commission.
The treasurer said worker wages were their main concern. They cited a study from the Economic Policy Institute that said the merger could result in more than $300 million worth of lost wages across the country. They also cited concerns over working conditions, workers' ability to organize, and fewer job options due to limited competition. Colorado was joined by Washington, Nevada, New Mexico, Delaware, Maine, and Massachusetts. I'm Alejandro Alonso-Galva, CPR News.
A clean energy group says Colorado made more progress toward electrifying transportation than any other state. CPR's Joe Wirtz.
The state now ranks third in the nation on the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy's national scorecard. That's an improvement from the number five spot on the advocacy group's previous report. Colorado increased its score more than any other state by optimizing its energy grid for electric vehicles and big investments in electrifying heavy-duty vehicles and public buses. First place, California. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today above 90, then it's cooler tomorrow and in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.